I saw a video today of a woman in New York who has contacts with the NYPD saying that the police have told her that the illegal immigrants that are coming to New York City are just forming up gangs based on their country of origin. So there's a Venezuelan gang, you know, there's a Cuban gang, there's a Colombian gang, and so on. And these gangs are ultra violent, carrying out all kinds of crimes, you know, drug trafficking and, well, you know, homicide and whatever else. And most importantly, that the police were told essentially to not arrest illegals. And the reason that's happening is because they've been told not to make illegal immigrants look bad by, you know, arresting them. In other words, illegals have legal immunity in New York City. So, I mean, think about it. Non-citizens who have never paid taxes in America, who broke federal law to break into the country, who do nothing but take from society, I'm talking about the criminal element here, they have legal immunity in New York City. They can rob, they can murder, they can commit arson, they can carjack, they can do anything they want. And unless it's something super outrageous, they won't be arrested at all. In fact, there was a video recently of some New York illegal immigrants beating two police officers nearly to death. And one of those illegals that was arrested was just released with no bail. It's just walking out of the prison to assault other cops. Now, I will say this. The fact that Democrats allow this, the fact that the people of New York City allow this, that the mayor, Eric Adams, of New York City allows this, shows you that Western culture, at least the parts of it run by Democrats, is a suicide cult, incapable of defending itself, incapable of sustaining itself, and it will fall and collapse because nobody's willing to lift a finger to defend their cities, their border, their culture, their nation. And even more, all these people who think they benefit from this, such as the Democrats, are actually suicide cultists who don't fully grasp what they have unleashed. For example, the Democrats think that, well, this is how they're going to win elections in perpetuity. They're going to bring in tens of millions of illegals and then grant them voting rights. I mean, frankly, many of them are already voting because there's no voter ID in a lot of areas. But in doing this, of course, they're going to see America overrun and destroyed from within. And the illegals, they don't have any special loyalty to the Democrats that supported them coming in. From the point of view of the illegals, they just see Democrats as more gringos to be replaced, you know, exterminated. I know how these illegals think. I mean, I lived in South America, and I've seen the full spectrum of society, and I've seen what's happening in Texas, and I've had run-ins with illegals, like one of them, you know, smashed into my car. No license, no insurance, just driving around smashing cars up. And their mindset is very simple. Their mindset is to work the system, get as much free stuff as possible, and just collect all the handouts. Do you know how many illegals actually collected COVID stimulus money? It's a huge number. They got massive paychecks, even though they're not even Americans. They took that and took it back home to Mexico or Venezuela, wherever they came from. Argentina, you know? They are here to exploit the system on one hand, and then they're here to replace the American people and reclaim the United States of America for the South American and Central American culture. That's what they're here to do. La raza. Now, just to provide context, don't get me wrong on this. I am not opposed to people of Hispanic culture at all. I have great admiration for Latino people and Latino Americans. Texas would not be Texas without the Latino culture influence. In Texas, we need Latino Americans in Texas and in other states in order to have, you know, a, a full spectrum country here. I am fully supportive of legal immigration. So anyone characterizing me as anti-immigration is a liar, of course. I'm married to an immigrant from Taiwan. So I fully support legal immigration based on meritocracy, where we get to do background searches on everybody and we get to decide who gets to come in, how many, and we pick the best. But that's not what's happening, by and large. In fact, the people that are following the rules are being delayed by immigration services and having to jump through all kinds of hoops. I know this because of my ties to the Taiwan American community. All kinds of people waiting years for residency or green cards or work permits or student visas or what have you. Meanwhile, the illegal criminal MS-13 gang members just march right across. No waiting required, no documents required, nothing. So this whole system, of course, punishes those who try to abide by the rules, who are the good immigrants, you could say. Anyway, it's spilling over now to the point where New York City is on the verge of collapse. And that's from Mayor Eric Adams. He says that if they don't stop the immigration problem, New York City will collapse under the weight of crime and the costs of dealing with illegals, the infrastructure requirements, and so on, law enforcement requirements. And places like New York City are just becoming totally overrun with violent crime and drug trafficking, sex trafficking, weapon trafficking that's related to all the illegals coming across the border. So it begs the question, how far are Democrats willing to go in terms of destroying their own cities in order to try to get enough illegals to vote and keep Democrats in power? And the answer, I hope, should be obvious. Democrats are willing to completely destroy America in order to stay in power. They don't care one bit about the American people. They don't care about American cities. They don't care about the citizens or their safety or the economy. They don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about anything. Democrats are power-hungry psychopaths and lunatics. They lust for power at such a high degree that they will sacrifice any lives. They will sacrifice their whole nation to try to stay in power. I mean, even in their own minds, they realize that if staying in power means destroying their home state, destroying their home city, displacing the people that they claim to represent, they don't care. They're willing to do that because of their lust for power, which makes them, by the way, treasonous actors. They are carrying out acts of treason, acts of war against the United States of America. They will stop at nothing, including the destruction of the very country that they're sworn to defend. So that's how the Democrats see this. They think they're winning, they're actually losing. They're losing the whole country, they're losing their cities. The globalists see this in a different way. The globalists see this as the destruction of the United States of America, which has been a thorn in the side of globalism for a very long time because of, well, the Bill of Rights. Let's be honest, right? The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, Fourth, Fifth Amendments, Tenth Amendment, and so on. These are things that globalism despises. They can't stand the fact that Americans are supposed to have a constitutionally protected right to speech. And all across Europe, by the way, you see how they're weaponizing censorship against their own people and claiming that if you say something they don't like, well, you're involved in spreading, quote, misinformation, which they are now criminalizing. So yes, they're throwing people in jail for criticizing LGBT or criticizing the government or criticizing support for Ukraine in the current Ukraine conflict or criticizing Israel for that matter. And that's the way the globalists want the whole world to operate, is to have total control over all speech globally. And by the way, this is part of the WHO pandemic treaty, is to be able to control all speech about pandemics and outbreaks and vaccines and masks so that they can criminalize people under a health emergency for speaking the truth and saying things like, oh, these vaccines don't work. These masks don't work. These lockdowns are harming children and destroying the economy. Things like that. So understand that the push is on to see America gutted and destroyed in order to shut down freedom of speech. And one more thing that the globalists, of course, despise is the Second Amendment. They can't stand the fact that Americans have a constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. Because, of course, an armed population is very difficult to conquer and very difficult to intimidate and oppress. So since the globalists are all about oppression and keeping people down, they can't stand the Second Amendment, and they're doing their best to try to get rid of it. So understand that they want a civil war. They're trying to provoke a civil war. They want secession. They want to break up the United States of America into smaller nations. And we always have to be mindful of that, even though it's inevitable that the United States of America will break up unless we can somehow take this country back. Maybe a Trump victory in the election could be a pathway to saving America, possibly. I'm open to that idea. Trump is the only reasonable option at this point if we have elections, that's for sure. But even with Trump in office, you can't change the entire bureaucracy just because you have one man at the top. Doesn't work. And you have so much of the country, the libtards, that are beyond saving. They're incompatible with human civilization, I've said before. They have no morality, no ethics, no reason or rationality. They don't respect the rule of law. They don't respect the Constitution, of course. They hate the Constitution. They hate America, and they're complicit in its destruction. You can't change those people. You can't reform the libtards in Connecticut or Los Angeles, you know, East Coast, West Coast. You can't change those people. Now, arguably, during the coming collapse, millions of those people will probably be dead. You know, they'll die from the violence that they unleashed upon their own cities, or they'll die from the starvation because they're not preppers, obviously, or they'll die in World War III. Or maybe they'll die in the invasion, or they'll die when the power grid is taken down in a false flag cyber attack to destroy America from within. You know, a lot of those people will not survive. And so, you know, they won't be around to try to keep destroying America. But those of us who are survivors, those of us who are the remnant, we're going to be up against so many America haters who have been brainwashed by the media and brainwashed by the Biden administration to hate America, that there's no reforming those people. There really isn't. And they will not coexist with you under any kind of a system that respects the rule of law or the Constitution or freedom of speech. They will fight against it in every way possible. Now, those people also tend to be the ones that are promoting transgenderism and child mutilations and also vaccine compliance. So they are kind of taking themselves out of the population over time by committing vaccine suicide, for example, or mutilating their children so that they can't have offspring and abandoning families and things like that. But that's going to take a long time, you know, a generation or more, for those people to win the Darwin Award, so to speak, and actually fully remove themselves from the gene pool. That's where they're going. But it's not going to be an overnight thing. So you're still going to have to deal with those lunatics in the meantime. And even if the government becomes more rational somehow, you know, even if conservative ideas take over the governments of California and Oregon and Washington State and so on, well, the radical left-wing anti-American fascists, they will become the terrorist groups. They will rise up as Antifa or Black Lives Matter or whatever, and they will carry out acts of terrorism to try to bring down the government and to try to harm citizens. So you're going to have this never-ending fight, and it's probably going to go kinetic, and the radical left will stop at nothing to destroy this nation because, again, they're an irrational suicide cult. And now they're finally starting to see the implications of the wide open borders as their own cities are being overrun by crime. Yeah, well, how did you think this was going to go? This is obviously a time to get out of the cities if you haven't already. I know most of you have. But, you know, time is running short, that's for sure, for those that are still left there. The cities will become death traps, not survivable, especially New York City or Los Angeles or, you know, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, probably Denver, Chicago, things like that. Get out while you can. Get prepared. Demand the rule of law. Support representatives who will work to close the border, if that's even possible. And be prepared to vote for Trump, even if you disagree with him on certain things, like I do. I'm not happy with Trump on every issue. I've said so very publicly. But as of where things stand right now, I fully intend on voting for Trump because there is no other option at this point that has a reasonable chance of winning the election and taking power away from the treasonous Democrats. You can support us at healthrangerstore.com. And if you want off-grid money that's got real gold in it, check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. That's our affiliate site for goldbacks. You will want money that's real, that works when the banks fail and the grid goes down. So check all that out. Thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. Take care. We've got Tina from the Satellite Phone Store in studio with us today here in Texas. Welcome, Tina. Great to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you too, Mike, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay.
Well, so you're, I mean, people love you and your company and what you offer, and it's been life-saving. There was a case in the fires on Maui where someone used your satellite phone product to reach, I don't know, make 1,000 calls, or what was the deal with that?
Yeah, so one of our customers had a phone and no one else around him had a satellite phone. So he was able to help and direct approximately 14,000 people with just one satellite phone. So
wow.
It's amazing. And this is the reason why you got to have one of these, because this happened here in the United States of America,
yeah.
Where, you know, as you know, 5% of the island was on fires, but 95% of the island had no cell service.
It can happen so fast.
It could happen anywhere. I mean, here with even with the weather, fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, anything, or you know, government shutdown, or just about anything, you need to have a satellite phone because that will work.
Now, in fact, let me give out your website, sat123.com, and we really appreciate your support of this network and this platform. I think I'm mentioning your company all the time because you have such great solutions. One of those is this. This is called the Bivy Stick. This is a two-way satellite text messaging device. I actually show the close-up. There it is, on the right-hand side there. That's the Bivy Stick. Two-way satellite text messaging from anywhere on the planet, and you offer these with a service plan.
Right, right. So you could just use your smartphone. You can put your phone on like airplane mode if you're in the middle of nowhere and you need coverage. As you know, my cell phones work on 7% of the earth. This will work from 100% of the earth. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet. You'll be able to pull out your smartphone and you'll be able to send and receive text messages from anyone on earth.
That's amazing.
You just put your phone on airplane mode and start texting. So if you have a boat, or if you're a hiker, camper, or just want to have one for emergencies.
Or a soldier. I mean, you know, you've supplied these to some of the folks that are helping to protect the border in Texas.
That's right. Yeah.
And they use these every day.
Yeah. Michael Yon uses this.
Yeah. When he goes down to Panama, he's using
that. That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
By the way, thank you for your donations to the groups that are really working to help protect America.
Yeah,
I mean, your company has made a huge difference. One of the guys that I know who operates in Texas, you know, I had him in studio in shadow. We couldn't show his face. But he said that your equipment, your satellite phones, and the Bivy Sticks worked better than what the government gave them to use.
Yeah. I mean, this product, it works, again, from anywhere on earth. And you don't even have to stand outside because you can walk away within 10 feet. So you can put that by a window.
Yes.
Or on the outside, and then, you know, so if there's a bad storm or, you know, if something is happening, you can still use and send out text messages to friends and family inside. You just need to be within 10 feet away.
I've done that myself. I don't travel without this. In fact, this one's from my car. I always carry it with me. Now, you've got, I understand, some specials to share with our audience, some short-term discounts.
I do. And I also want to mention that this, you also get Galileo, which is Galileo is private messaging from the influencers. Like Mike, you send messages through the bivy sticks to the followers that you have on Galileo.
Like emergency messages, yeah.
Emergency messages. So those are really nice to have too.
And Steve Quayle sends and
Steve Quayle,
Doug Hagman and so on.
Yeah. There's I think about 40 influencers that send messages. So
and let me just add, you know, I haven't sent a lot of messages, but as things deteriorate in society, I'll be using that more and more, especially as systems start to break down out there, like electricity or food distribution or banking or whatever. I'm going to be hammering people with intel messages that they can receive on this.
Right. And that's $65.99 a month. And that includes unlimited texting. So you can send and receive unlimited texting. And it also includes the private messaging that you get from the influencers as well.
Perfect. Okay.
And those are uncensored.
And what about the phones? You have the Inmarsat and the Iridium. Are both of those available right now?
They are. So all of the three products that you see are going to be free. The iSat is $85.99 a month. Now, the iSat works on about 90% of the Earth. It will not work on the poles, the South Pole.
Okay, that's
the
one in the center there.
That's the one in the center, yeah. But it will work in the whole Earth except for the poles. So if you're not going to go to Antarctica or, you know, down far south, then that will work for you. Where the Iridium is 100% global coverage.
So that's the one that Santa Claus uses then?
That's the one that Santa Claus uses, yeah.
Is he in the North Pole or the South Pole? I forget.
Yeah, I forget.
I think he's in the North Pole.
Yeah, we're both.
Okay.
During the summer.
So Santa's elves are using the Iridium phone also
to
communicate
right
with the boss.
Right, right. So the bivy stick uses Iridium network. So you've got 66 satellites that uses. They're low orbit satellites, so that's how they're able to cover the whole globe.
Yes.
So the Iridium phone, the one that's standing, uses the Iridium network. And then the Inmarsat, they have three geostationary satellites, and they're right around the equator. So that's the reason why if you go far into the poles away from the equator, you will not get reception.
I see.
But everywhere else on Earth, it will cover.
Okay, that's great. And what do you have? What's the cost of the Iridium?
So the cost of the Iridium, they're about $1,300. We are giving them away for free. You do need to sign up for $95.95 a month, and it's 24-month agreement, and then you own the Iridium phone. After the 24 months are up, then you just month to month, and you can also change your plan if you choose to.
And the minutes roll over, right?
The minutes roll month over, month. Yeah.
So you can save them up for the next emergency or whatever happens.
Yeah. And I think that's what happened with the fellow that was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He had a boatload of minutes. And so his bill was still the same using all those minutes. And it wasn't just him. We noticed that there were thousands and thousands of minutes being used during the fires in Hawaii from all of our customers that did have the satellite phone. And we did receive a lot of emails that was a lifesaver during the time that they needed it most. Some people said they've had it for 7 years and they've never used it. And that one time it was worth the effort.
Right.
Yeah. Because it was a lifesaver. They were able to call and locate their families and connect with their families when the kids were at school and the moms were at work and you know, and they found ways and they had the satellite communication where they can go and, you know, find their kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it worthwhile. Okay, so the website is SAT123.com. That's the satellite phone store. And given sort of where things are headed right now, there's a lot of talk about, you know, secession or civil war or world war, things like that. A lot of people are fleeing different areas of the world right now. For example, I mean, many Israelis have left Israel because of what's happening there. A lot of them in northern Israel had to leave by order of the government, for example. Many people in America are leaving, you know, violent cities because of the uncontrolled crime and the defunding of police and so on. We have the open border situation. You know, there's chaos in Europe, there's protests, farmers protesting. I mean, people need to be able to stay in touch, even on the road, even when mobile. And I don't remember a time in my life when the situation was as chaotic as we're seeing right now. What are your thoughts?
Right, yeah, and I agree with you. You know, when you have a satellite phone, a lot of people say, well, who am I gonna call? If I have a satellite phone and my loved one doesn't have a satellite phone or kids, you know, or family. Well, so far, what we've seen, Mike, in emergencies, like with hurricanes and everything, you can call any cell phone.
Yes.
So, but if the whole world's grid went down, both people or, you know, friends
right.
and family. Yeah.
But normally people are using a satellite phone to call somebody else on a regular mobile phone
right.
in some other area
right.
where the cell towers are working.
Right, right.
or a landline.
Yeah.
They can call a landline.
Yeah. And the other, I think there's a movie out right now, the other question that's coming up a lot, where they went to use a satellite phone and it didn't work. I think it's on, have you heard of the movie? It's The End of the World. I haven't seen it, but we are getting a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah, that new Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that
yeah.
movie.
So all I want to say is that the last thing on Earth that would ever go down in communication, it is going to be the satellite phones. You literally would have to take down the satellites to have the satellites not work, and that would be the last thing I think in communication that would actually go down. So these are
The U.S. government uses the networks. The senators, the Pentagon uses the Iridium network. I mean, it's, I would argue largely it's up there for military use.
Right.
And then the
right.
civilian use is kind of a afterthought.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty much created for the military, right?
Yeah.
Iridium was bought out so that they can keep the military communications going by Iridium years ago. And that's initially that's what it was, but yeah. recently, you know, it has become available for an average, you know, consumer like me. I want a satellite phone to have with me because you never know. And I want my son and, you know, my husband, my sisters, we all have a satellite communication. If something happened, we want to be able to communicate with each other to make sure that we're all okay.
Absolutely.
We also have, we have communication drill twice a year. On the 1st of January and on June 1st, we all get together and everybody
smart.
Takes out their satellite equipments and we all call each other to make sure that everybody knows how to use their communication. Because the last thing you need, like if the grid went down and you're like, oh, how do I call my wife or what's my wife's number or, you know, husband or whatever. So we do encourage everyone, if you and your family have satellite communication, to make sure that everybody knows how to use them.
That's a really good point, because there are also different ways to dial, like to dial a satellite phone, you enter a different prefix versus dialing somebody's cell phone, and you need to know country codes if you're calling, obviously, somebody in another country.
Right.
But what I love what you've done with the satellite phone store, you really innovated making it affordable, because a lot of people can't shell out like $1,300 up front and then service fees on top of that. But you made it to where it's just one monthly fee that's under $100. You eventually own the phone itself as you fulfill the number of months required. And then, but you get minutes every month too, and the minutes roll over and you can save them up. I mean, nobody else that I know of did that.
Yeah.
I mean, you really revolutionized the satellite phone industry.
Yeah. Yeah. No one else does that. Everywhere else, if you want to go and get that Iridium phone, it's going to be approximately $1,500 with tax and everything. And then plus
wow.
you have to pay another $1,000 for the service for 1 year where, you know, we've made it simple for the Inmarsat phone, which is pretty much 90% of the people can go with the Inmarsat phone. If you don't live in the poles, that's only $85 a month.
Yeah.
And that's only a 15-month agreement because that's kind of like where the break-even point for us is. So we're kind of like trying to set it up so that we don't also lose money.
Right.
But that's the break-even point. But majority of the people, once they get one, they don't want to be without one anymore. So
true.
Our customers tend to stay with the service for many, many years. So.
Well, that's great. I hear a lot of positive feedback from our audience that it helps them feel safer when they're traveling. You know, people take it with them in their carry-on baggage on airplanes in case there's a problem somewhere, especially traveling, you know, maybe you don't have family nearby, you don't have a house or whatever, you need emergency comms. People take them on hikes. We already mentioned the soldiers, even like border patrol people and so on. So there are 1,000 uses for it. And like I said, I won't travel without them.
Yeah.
Both the bivy stick and a sat phone in my vehicle.
Yeah. Recently, some of our travelers went to Acapulco. And they took the phone, the satellite phone with them. And they're like, yeah, I take it with me everywhere and I never use it. And man, did they ever need that. They got hit with a They went to bed, it was a tropical storm. The next morning it was
Cat 5.
Yeah, and all cell towers, everything was down. And they were able to use the satellite phone to get help and to try to get out of there. So that was, we got a lot of stories. We got a lot of our customers, you know, emailing us and telling us that, So you never know.
You never know. That's the thing. The situation can change dramatically, very rapidly. And I would say to our audience, I think one of the big risks right now is the civil unrest following infrastructure collapse, which could include banking infrastructure. You know, if the banks shut down, or if the, like the SNAP, you know, food stamp cards stop working for 72 hours, you know, what's the average American city going to look like? It's going to be chaos, and you know, it's going to be a very difficult situation. You don't want to be near that, and you want to have backup comms.
Yeah, we do get a lot of questions on that. Also, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. People tell us, well, you know, what if the banking system did go down? How am I going to pay my bill? Are you going to turn me off? The answer is no. We're not going to turn anyone off. If the banking system or if the grid went down, we're going to, you know, wait it out. If things come back to normal 3 or 4 months later, we'll settle the bill at that time. But we're not going to turn people off if the grid did go down.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, that is a question that people ask me too. So you got that, folks? Even if the banks go down and all the credit cards stop working, the satellite phone store is not going to disconnect your service.
No.
So
no, we're not going to do that.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right.
We got to have a business when things come back.
Well,
so we're not going to.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned 3 to 4 months. I mean, that's an interesting guess. You know, I interview a lot of people and some people think the outage that's coming might only be 2 weeks and other people think it's 2 years. You know?
Well, if it's 2 years, it's 2 years. We wait it out. And when things get back to normal, we'll settle the bill at that point.
Can you imagine a two-year comms outage?
Yeah. I mean, that would be insane, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Especially for the youth in America. I don't think they can handle a two-minute outage of Wi-Fi.
No, yeah.
It's like, it's not working.
Yeah. Yeah, my son lost his phone and he didn't call me. And I'm like, why didn't you call me? He's like, well, how am I going to get your number? I lost my phone. I'm like, really? Yeah.
Well, you don't remember people's numbers.
Nothing. Yeah. They've.
Hey, Rhodey, how you doing? Rhodey likes to say hello.
Hi, Rhodey.
Yeah. How you doing, Ro? What you up to? Yeah. This is also an emergency infrastructure augmentation.
Yeah.
Being right here. Like when the cell towers go down, I'm pretty sure he will still be active as well.
Yep. Yeah, he can manage.
Yeah,
I think he'll be just fine. Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
He'll actually be happy. He'll get more attention.
Hey, have you seen the baby sticks? What do you think? Okay, they passed the sniff test.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. All right. Whoa. All right. Good job, Rhodey. Hold on. Well, thank you, Tina. Sorry about
that. That's okay.
He gets crazy around this time. He's like, it's time to go play.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing things. Thank you for what you do and for helping so many of our customers. Yeah,
thank you so much for having me. I also want to mention that we are going to keep these prices up for 1 week.
These are
a little bit more discounted than normal. Yeah, so they're about 10 to 15% less than what we normally put them out there for. So we are going to leave them up there for 1 week.
All right, then, depending,
because
we may run this from time to time for a few weeks. So I'll just tell the audience, check the prices at sat123.com.
Yeah.
But
please
move quickly if you want to get the specials.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll leave them for 1 week after this goes on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And
thanks so much for having me. Beautiful
Absolutely.
Studio.
Oh, yeah. We love it here. Yeah. We appreciate you coming by. So thank all of you for supporting our sponsors, such as the Satellite Phone Store, and for supporting this platform, Brighteon.com. Rhodey's going to drag me out of here in just a minute. It's ring time, as you can see. Here he is. Look at that. Okay, it's time to go. So thank you for watching today. And take care, everybody. Be well. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you so much.
Good boy, Ro. Good boy.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.